This week, we want to continue now our truth pursuit and fellowship a little bit about the life studies. Because they were really precious this week.
Amen.
I really enjoyed message 22.
Amen.
Which was the first message beginning in 1 Corinthians 3. Amen. Which starts with the verses, you are God's farm.
Amen.
God's cultivated land.
Amen.
And you're God's building.
Amen.
You know, I didn't realize this. This chapter's on the church, but nowhere does he mention the church. There's farm, building, foundation, all these other
temple,
all these other words. But it's clear Paul is talking about the church of God.
Amen.
And I just treasure the picture of the church being a farm. Because Lord Jesus,
Amen.
It is a matter of life.
Amen.
Amen.
And on a farm, the plants need to grow.
Amen.
And he said, we are God's farm.
Amen.
And we need to grow.
Amen.
And what do we grow, saints?
Right.
Are we growing in ourselves to become better Christians? We need to grow Christ.
Amen.
Even according to this context in this chapter, these plants grow precious materials that are gold, silver, and precious stones.
Right.
There's no plant like that on earth.
No.
But
<That's right.
laughs> the principle is we are planted in Christ.
Amen.
We absorb the nutrients of Christ.
Yes.
And we produce Christ.
Amen.
This should be our life here on earth.
Right.
Amen.
Because Paul said, take care how you build the church of God.
Amen.
Not with corruptible things,
right.
But with incorruptible
Amen.
Things.
Amen.
Oh, how wonderful it is to see the church is a farm. And so, saints, our aspiration every day should be to grow.
Amen.
And we shouldn't expect, Brother Dave called this mushrooms. Mushroom growth. Those don't really produce seeds, right? And they're overnight, and then they're gone the next day. We need to understand that growth takes time.
Amen.
Growth takes time.
And don't expect an instant transformation. Growth goes on from day by day, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Every day we need to grow.
Amen.
But then there's also another aspect to this. We need to not only take care of ourselves, but we need to take care of one another's growth.
Amen.
There's Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, and God caused to grow.
Amen.
And Brother Lee also added fertilizing to this and bug killing to this. We need to take care to water one another, even to fertilize, and when necessary, to kill the pests that are bothering our dear plants, fellow plants in the church.
Right.
And we need to understand that this job of planting and watering is not just for apostles, which you may think reading this, oh, Paul and Apollos were the ones doing this work. So I will just sit back and, oh, this one needs some help. I'll call some apostles or some elders to take care of it. The burden at the end of this life study was, we all need to water.
Amen.
There will always be in the church life, and you know, I just appreciate how this went along with our word from last week. There's always one in a lower state than we are. You may say, okay, I'm not growing, but at least you're alive. You need to go to one who appears dead and water that. And maybe some resurrection life will come out.
Amen.
And by watering someone else,
right.
we ourselves get water.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
There was a sweet testimony Friday night in our group meeting about speaking the word to someone and then the Lord turning it around back to the dear sister. It's like, wow. And her speaking that to us watered us. Saints, we need to take care not only for ourselves to grow, but that we would all grow.
Amen.
We all need to water one another.
Amen.
Even standing up and releasing the Christ that you've grown during the week is like being a sprinkler in the meetings. and just spray Christ and get everybody wet.
Amen.
Let's water one another.
Amen.
Let's strive for one another's growth.
Amen.
That the building of God would come forth.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm sure there are many who would like to share on this or the previous one. Feel free to take a few minutes.
Amen.
Have you ever considered and looked at one another and considered all the brothers and sisters are plants?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We need to look at one another as plants on God's farm, God's cultivated land. I appreciate
Amen.
That point. You know, if we saw that, a lot of the Corinthian problems would
yeah.
disappear.
Yeah.
If all the Corinthians realized that Christ is just, he's the solution to everything, and what do all the saints need? They just need more of this wonderful Christ.
Amen.
So our week should be, we should grow in Christ, not just for our own growth. We need to grow in Christ for the building of the Lord's dwelling place.
Amen.
The temple of God can only be built with Christ.
Amen.
You know, our dear brother Watchman Nee in this book, The Glorious Church, talked about in a type of Eve, said, and I reflected in the morning revival this week too, the only thing that constitutes the church is Christ.
Amen.
So if we do anything else than give others something of Christ, they don't need my philosophy, my psychology, my anything.
Right.
What do the saints need? They need my Christ.
Amen.
So it's not that we don't care. I may listen to a brother with his or sister with their problems, but I can't solve anybody's problems.
Right.
But the Christ that we minister to one another is fully able to meet the need. So we need to gain Christ for the sake of the church.
Amen.
The church would be the temple of God, built with the precious materials of Christ. May the Lord grant us all mercy that we would see, Lord, I must gain more, an increased measure of you this week.
Amen.
So that the church has more of Christ for the building up.
Amen.
You know, as the brothers have shared this morning, saints, we really desire and endeavor to grow in life.
Amen.
We need to water others.
Amen.
This is how we grow.
Right.
When we water one another with this living Christ that we've enjoyed right. ourselves, we water the saints.
Yes.
Amen.
And this is for the building up of
Amen.
The church of the body of Christ.
Right.
We would all grow in his life.
Right.
Now, I read an article online recently that there's a place about 135 or 40 miles from here,
mm-hmm.
and about every 10 or 12 years, a phenomenon that occurs where these wildflowers grow throughout this
desert
land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's the hottest place on earth called Death Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And every 10 or 12 years, they grow wildflowers there. They're white, yellow, and I think a purple color.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last October, there was apparently a heavy rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
So these wildflowers just produced, and they just grew up out of the soil, covering mm-hmm. just, I don't know how many mm-hmm. miles of acreage of land.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite something to see.
Mm-hmm.
But this shows us mm-hmm. that we just need to be watered
yeah.
by Christ himself.
Amen.
As plants.
Amen.
Growing in Christ himself as the soil.
That's right.
Amen.
Taking deep root within us.
Mm-hmm.
We can feed this wonderful Christ that we experience and that waters us. We can water one another.
Amen.
To grow God's farm, God's
Amen.
Building.
Amen.
Such a testimony. To be such an expression of himself.
Amen.
For his
right.
for his expression
Amen.
On the earth.
Right.
What a wonderful experience that we can enjoy this Christ
Amen.
By watering one another.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.